It grows in the shelter.
Now that part that sticks out the top?
Well, it first comes a little shoot on the side of that stalk. And after a few days, it'll come out a tassel.
Called a silk.
Called a silk, right out of that ear corn. And by the time it's matured, too hard to eat, well, that silk's dried, but it's plumb dead. Then you can't think about eating it. All you gotta do is wait a gathering time come and put that in the crib for the livestock.
What do you call that part up on top of the stalk that has the pollen?
That's the tassel.
It's funny the way that stuff pollinates, isn't it?
Yes,
it just doesn't seem right. Did you raise any vines with vegetables on them in your cornfield? Pumpkins or melons? Or?
Peas.
We planted a lot of peas and corn. You see, that's good for the ground. And besides that, you can get what you want to for home use, and then let stock have the rest of it. Mm-hmm.
And the vines grew on the corn, you know, that made them bear a lot better when you got something to climb on.
And it's more or less called a field pea or a cow pea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we raised them.
How about that vegetable that grows on vines and has a crooked neck? You slice it up, boil it, or fry it?
The cashaw.
Is that
it's
a squash?
It's kind of between a squash and a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Eats pretty good.
You fry that, huh? Boil it?
She likes them, but I don't. Mm-hmm. Kids want to eat it.
Is that an Indian word or an Indian vegetable?
I think it is.
Cashaw.
Well, there's a
yellow,
long yellow squash that grows a little neck, too.
That's right. Then there's a little white one, that's a big size for them right there.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes them. We had a neighbor out here had some this year, and she got some out there twice, didn't you?
Yeah, I got some nice ones.
Now?
One.
One.
Do berries grow around here?